This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. This weekend, Trinity Medical Center will become Grandview Medical Center as it moves from Birmingham's east side to the busy 280 corridor. It's a move that's been more than 10 years in the making and one that developers expect to bear fruit beyond just a new hospital. We talk about it in this week's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Cindy Fisher Crawford. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, remind us what led up to this move and now this opening of Grandview Medical Center along Highway 280.
Most of us know this was the digital hospital that former HealthSouth CEO Richard Scrushy built on 280 that was now actually 14 years ago. You know, it sat empty forever, and then Trinity bought it to renovate instead of building a new campus on Grants Mill Road off of 459, which was an original plan. Now that renovation is complete, and Trinity is making that big move to 280.
Oh, so what projects are in the works?
There's already several in the pipeline for this. It's about 65 acres that's around Grandview. It sort of starts with land that was purchased for about $1 million for relocation of medical offices that were at Trinity. That includes the famous sports injury doctor, Larry Limack.
That's what's planned and announced. What more is projected?
Well, you know, the hospital is expected to bring about 350 patients a day. You've also got shoppers at the summit there and residents and apartments and developments near it. So that makes it very attractive for retailers. So we expect a lot of retailers to locate there. And a study in 2009 actually estimated that the hospital's arrival would have an economic impact of like $400 million on that area and bring nearly 10,000 jobs. So if that comes true, then this project will pay huge dividends.
Well, at the busy intersection of Red Mountain Expressway and University Boulevard in Birmingham sits the Southtown Court Public Housing Complex. It's a property developers have eyed as the city center has rebounded. And last week, the city's housing authority announced they have a plan for the site. What is planned for Southtown?
Well, you know, Southtown was built during World War II, and it's nothing like the updated housing redevelopments of today. Birmingham's redeveloped two other ones, Park Place downtown and Tuxedo Terrace in Inslee, and has seen big economic improvements around those. So now it's Southtown's turn. It's across the street from the new Veterans Affairs Clinic that's being built and near St. Vincent. So the plan is to apply for a $30 million grant to turn Southtown into a mixed income and mixed use housing development just like those others. And the application is due in early 2016.
Well, explain what the hope is with this mixed-use, mixed-income project.
Yeah, the hope is to improve options for the residents in that area. Living in a place that's new and maintained gives a better sense to residents that the city cares about them. And also with better property on that 25-acre site will come better use of the land around it, like more retail and office space. And that could lead to a real transformation.
Well, finally, Alabama is a very tax-averse state, with politicians often saying that residents pay too much already or aren't taxed fairly. A study by the website Wallet Hub took a look at that issue of fairness and taxes. And Cindy, what did it find?
Well, it kind of depends on what taxes we're talking about. The study ranked Alabama 33rd when it came to income tax, sales tax, and property taxes. So we kind of came in near the middle for overall fairness. But Alabama ranked at the extremes when it came to individual categories, like among the least dependent on property taxes and income taxes, but among the most dependent on sales taxes.
What can we take from such rankings?
Well, it really shows how unbalanced Alabama's tax system is and how hard it is for us to have a balanced budget with low property taxes and income taxes. That's a huge benefit when it comes to luring economic development projects here. But when they get here, they have to pay one of the highest sales taxes in the country. And if the economy falls apart, that makes the state's coffers dry up. So the new businesses end up getting hit with a different tax or charge to make up for it somewhere else. You know, a more steady tax system would help make budgeting easier and maybe not require two special legislative sessions to get one approved next time.
Cindy Fisher Crawford is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Cindy, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.